Welcome back to Talkin' Baseball with Bill Lasky on a beautiful Saturday morning here in the Bay Area. And what could get better for me as well as you fans is to talk with a good broadcaster. He's a color analyst. He does a great job with Don Arcelo on the TV side with the San Diego Padres. Let's bring in Mark Grant. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Tree, right-hander. What is going on? Nothing better on a Saturday than to talk ball with you. And, you know, exciting for both teams up to this point. A lot going on. But thank you so much for having me.
Well, Mark, I want to start off. You were a first-round draft pick in 1981, and the game has changed, and also the game has changed with the draft picks. And a lot of these number ones are only getting a couple years in the minor leagues and are tested quickly, and they're put into the big leagues. What do you think of all that?
Well, there's a lot of variables, I think, Bill. One is, you know, if you're young and you've got a lot in that arm or that bat or that whatever defense that you possess, I think they want to have you pay dividends as quickly as possible. I think that's one way of looking at it. You know, another thing is, I remember, and I hate to be the guy that says, I really dislike the phrase back when I played. I just do. I try to avoid that. But it almost is like, back when I played.
Yeah, I know. It's true, though.
It's like you got called up to the big leagues because of merit and what you did in the minor leagues. But now, and I'm not saying that's every case, but now it's like somewhat of necessity. Like they need a certain guy in the rotation. Well, it should be this guy. He's our number one guy. He's doing the best, but he pitched last night. So he can't start tomorrow. So who's the next guy that was his day to turn, you know, to start? So some of it is merit, obviously, but some of it's, I think, talent. They want to pay at the big league level immediately. If that certain player has that kind of mindset and talent to where he can, you know, maybe struggle a little bit, but find out what's going on and then pay dividends. And then the other one is, you know, necessity. He might not be ready, but, hey, we need this guy because this guy got hurt or this guy is lost in the rotation for a time around. So, you know, that's the way we'll go. But, yeah, it's most definitely changed.
Well, a teammate of yours and mine back in the day, okay, throw that one back at you, was Bob Melvin. And Bob Melvin, of course, was a great catcher. We threw to him many times. The educational part of him being a catcher has now made him one of the best managers in Major League Baseball. He is back on the field, back in the dugout. And this weekend, it's just great seeing him again. Of course, he took some time out for personal reasons. What has he brought to the San Diego Padres this far into the season? And how stable is that now, that dugout in that clubhouse?
Bill, legitimate big league manager with a resume that is definitely one that merits being a really, really good manager. I mean, look what – I mean, you're closer to the action than I am in the Bay Area. Being able to be more a finger on the pulse of the Oakland Athletics when Bob was there. And with the way that Billy Bean and the general manager over there – Bob Melvin, coaching staff, with the type of players that they've had and the success, you know, they haven't won the big one, obviously, but it seems like they're always at the forefront in the division, wreaking havoc for the other clubs. Hey, get into the playoffs. You get into the playoffs, anything can happen, right? So, but he's great with the media. He's great with the players. The players will run through a wall for him. But to answer your question, you know, nothing against Jace Tingler or Andy Green. They're first-time managers. But, you know, with the talent that the Padres have, I don't think there's a better fit. Now, from a player standpoint, to see a guy like Bob Melvin walk into a clubhouse and his resume and what he's done, immediate respect, immediately. And, you know, from a manager standpoint, now, you know, you've got players that, you know, you could, you know, possibly put together a puzzle that could be a pretty darn good-looking puzzle towards the end of the year, but getting into the playoffs and seeing how far you can go. So, you know, then the bottom line for Bob Melvin is he's legit. He is a bona fide big league manager, and I tell you what, we are so lucky to have him here in San Diego.
Mark Grant joining us on Talkin' Baseball. You can follow him on Twitter at Mudcat55. Let's look at the starting pitcher today, because the San Diego Padres got one hot pitcher coming in here today at Oracle Park, and that's Joe Musgrave, 4-0 with a 2.2 earned run average. Really throwing well and consistently. Yeah. Consistency is the key here for him, and that's what he hasn't had in the past couple years. What has made him go this way, and what do we see in him today, Mark?
One thing about Joe is that you're going to find out he's around the plate. I think he's, gosh, I don't have the innings in front of me right now, but he's only walked maybe 10, 12 at the most. He's a strike thrower. He's a strike thrower with all of his pitches. He doesn't nitpick. He has the ability to expand the strike zone with two strikes. You know what, Tree, another thing that's impressive about Joe is that, you know, fastball counts. You know, back in the day, you try to locate the fastball, the straight fastball, the four-seamer, the two-seamer, whatever. Joe throws that cutter, mixes in a four-seamer once in a while. I think that it's that guessing game that he possesses that really keeps hitters off balance and pitches backwards, if you want to call it that way. 2-0, you're going to get a cutter. You might get a slider. You might get a changeup. But he can spin it. He's one of the better spinners in the big leagues as far as throwing breaking balls with consistency at any time. And the guy, I mean, the guy's got guts, too. I mean, this guy, nobody's more prepared than Joe. He's a student of the game. And, you know, on top of all this, Tree, here's a local kid getting pulled from every angle, growing up here in San Diego, tons of friends, family. And he's putting together one of the better years that you'll see from a local kid that's ever played here in San Diego.
How about 45 innings, 47 strikeouts, 6 walks so far for Joe Musgrove? And
yeah.
I tell you what, that's impressive. That really is. That really is.
And you hit it right up on the walks.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head there.
12.
So, yeah, but really has.
So I apologize to the Musgrove family for doubling up on his walks.
Well, you know, one of the questions that I've been watching with the Padres is the six-man rotation. And the six-man rotation, of course, has Manaea, Darvish, Musgrove. And then you have Blake Snell, Nick Martinez, Mike Clevenger. Is this something that they're going to continue on throughout the season, or is this waiting in the wings for one of these guys to take that fifth spot?
I think that it's going to be a case of let's see how far we can go with this, because if there's some success, and also if you can stretch out Gore, Martinez on the back end, piggyback, so to speak, and why not ride that horse for as long as you can? You know, Achilles heel, I guess is the best phrase to use, has been the middle relief for the Padres. There's been guys coming in like middle of the innings, you know, 6-7, maybe even in the eighth, but, you know, there's been a time when they really haven't been as sharp. Now, if you get a six-man rotation going, you get guys in the bullpen, a couple guys in the bullpen who have been starters before, and they buy into it, and they have the mindset to where, okay, I'll piggyback Mike Clevenger. I'll piggyback, you know, whoever the case is. If they can buy into it and succeed, hey, why not get 5 from your starter? You get 3 from another guy who's a starter, but yet – coming out of the bullpen and just being like the other day in Philadelphia, it lined up perfectly. So I think it's kind of a wait and see type thing. If they're successful with it, I think there's no reason why they shouldn't stick with it.
Well, one of the guys I want to talk about in that bullpen is Luis Garcia, 35-year-old right-hander that's really getting another opportunity, and he's that kind of guy you're talking about. 7 holds so far, 2.7 earned run average. Tell us a little bit about him.
Hard thrower, nasty breaky ball. I mean, we saw those years in Houston when he put together some good seasons. And the one thing about him is that, you know, and you know as well as anybody, Bill, that, you know, sometimes that save comes in the 6th, 7th, or 8th inning. I know the Padres have not had a lot of offense lately. That's a given. But yet, so that puts a little bit more pressure on the relievers to where if your team comes back later and scores some runs. So, you know, here's a guy who comes into a ball game, whether it's tied or with a lead. So sometimes that's the save. You're going to get a hold, but then you look back at a ball game. Well, you know, they scored 3 in the 8th to take a 4-run lead. But back when he came in the game, it was a 1-run lead, and there was, you know, a couple runners on. So he's a guy who comes out of the bullpen. You know, if he's got inherited runners, he's got a pretty good feeling about him coming in there and shutting it down.
Well, going back to Bob Melvin and his days with the Oakland A's, he got to watch Taylor Rogers pitch so much against him with the Minnesota Twins. So they go out and make a trade for him. And you talk about a bona fide closer, 15 saves, a .52 earned run average from the left-hand side. He has been dominant, and he has been consistent, something that the Padres needed for the end of that bullpen. And, boy, he has done everything and more for him.
He has. And you know what? He's a free agent at the end of the year. I call him Iceman because you look at him, you don't know whether it's nothing, 10-0, whatever. This guy, he's just got one thing in mind, and that's strike by strike, out by out to get guys out. And he can dot a fastball to both sides of the plate with the best of them. He can throw that breaking ball for strikes to right-handers down and in, expand the zone. He can backdoor that breaking ball. And he's another guy who just pumps in the zone with regularity. And he's got two pitches, but yet still he makes hitters look sick. So, you know, bridging the gap from that seventh, eighth inning to get to Rodgers, you know, if the Padres can do that with the lack of offense that they've been, not getting lately, that's a huge deal for this Padres team.
Couple more minutes with Mark Grant. Of course, he is the TV color analyst for the San Diego Padres. Tyler Rogers, of course, is our submarine guy here in the San Francisco Giants. And when Taylor Rogers got traded over, he came out with a statement that said we're the two best-looking guys in the NL West. Now, I thought that was kind of wild. But, you know, maybe, Mark, maybe it's the best two twins good-looking in the NL West, because I don't think they're that good-looking. How about you?
Well, you know what? I'm no oil painting, and I'm not going to be a judge on no beauty contest. So I'm going to just leave that right there. You know, the beauty in those guys is that they're darn good pitchers, and they're fun to watch. And it's, you know what else is interesting, Bill, is how, you know, identical twins, to where one is totally different as far as, you know, right-handed submariner, the other one's left-handed over the top. But I tell you what, that's the beauty of pitching, no pun intended, that watching guys manipulate the baseball, spin it, hit their spots, and have success. And both those guys are doing just that.
Mark, last one for you. The NL West, three top teams are really battling it out. It seems like Arizona and Colorado have fallen back a little bit, and they always jump out quick. Do you think this is going to be the tail of the tide going through the next few months? Do you think things are going to open up, or do you think these three teams are contenders?
I think these three teams are contenders, and I think it's going to be a great race. And here's why I think, and I don't mean to be an apologist for the San Diego Padres, because I see them every day and work for them, but here's another factor. When Fernando Tatis Jr. gets back, whether it's mid-June or late June, he's going to just change the dynamic of that lineup defensively and offensively. So if the Padres can hang on, like I said earlier, with the lack of offense, continue the great pitching, and stay within, you know, either first place or, you know, a game and a half till then, around the All-Star break or late June, I think that things are going to be very, very interesting. And you know, Bill, as well as anybody, you know, an injury here, an injury there, somebody catches lightning in a bottle, you never know what happens. So that's going to be interesting when they get Tatis back.
Mark, always great talking to you, my friend. It's always great getting your information on the San Diego Padres. And the last thing I have to say is carry on.
All right, Bill, carrying on, my friend.
That's your phrase, carry on. All right, Mark Grant, thanks, buddy. Have a great day. More coming up on Talkin' Baseball with Marty Lurie, Carey Crowley, and Bill Lasky, coming up right here on KNBR, the Sports Leader.